This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. As always, I would just love to be with you personally, but it is a great joy and privilege for us to communicate with you this way, to come into your home or wherever you watch the program. And we pray the Lord's blessing on each and every one of you. So many things happening in the world that it really is very difficult to share sometimes. This first one. Christianity dying in Britain. Can you believe that? Great Britain used to be one of the strongest Christian nations in the world, and now it's dying. All right, study. Christianity dying in Britain, only Islam is growing. Now, that was a new survey by the researchers at the Lancaster University, and it revealed that 42% of the Britons identify as Christians, despite the fact that England remains one of the last confessions of Christian nations in the world with the Anglican communication. Oh my, dying in Great Britain. Well, let's take a look at what this has to say, Christianity lost. Over the past 30 years, the Christian community has been bombarded with new Bible versions at the rate of one per year. While other world religions appear to hold true to their sacred texts, it appears that the Christian church is allowing an unseen force to redefine its heritage. Does anyone care to imagine what would happen to the person in a Muslim country who claimed to hold a new revised version of the Quran? Or a person in Israel who attempted to teach from a new international version of the Torah? My, oh my, I would hate to think about what would happen to someone if they tried to change the Quran. Well, you know, Jack, my heart is so burdened for where the Church of Jesus Christ is going right now, and it is dying. But some people, and this puzzles me, some people in some parts of the world are willing to die for Christianity. Others are renouncing it. I can't figure it out.
Well, there's a difference between being a religious person in name or in heart. Now, the fundamentalists of America in 1924 did the wisest thing that's ever been done. They put up a standard of what you had to believe to be a fundamentalist, not an evangelical. I'm sick of some of these evangelicals. And remember, I've worked with 10,000 ministers across America in 800 church crusades, plus tens of thousands in citywide crusades where 10 million people attended. And a lot of these guys have a watered-down version of what real Christianity is. It isn't enough to be an evangelical. You've got to be a fundamentalist evangelical. The deity Christ, the virgin birth, the blood atonement, the bodily resurrection. Bodily resurrection, yes. He's declared to be the Son of God with power by the Spirit of holiness through the resurrection of the dead. And he's coming again. Oh, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And that's found scores of times in the Bible. I'll have more to say about that in a few minutes from now. But there's your answer.
You read what's happening around the world. You know, here in America, we sit down and we have our dinners with our family. Do we really think and pray for these people all around the world who are suffering for Christ? Many, many of them being killed, children being burned. Jack, I'll tell you, it's a burden on my heart that the people are not in the churches like they should be, and yet there's many in the areas of the world being tortured right now.
My Bible says you practice those sins, you'll never see the inside of heaven. Where? 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not see the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, sexton between the unmarried, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, homosexuals, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers shall not see the kingdom of God. Let's believe God. Revelation 21:8, the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and whoremongers, idolaters and liars, shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone.
With the development of H-bombs, it seems like everybody's developing these days, so many countries. What could happen? Take a look, if you will. North Korea claims it could wipe out Manhattan with a hydrogen bomb. Well, they're bragging about that, and that's their goal, to keep everyone in fear. Kerry will make history with Hiroshima visit while in Japan. Now, he is going over there. He's not going to apologize for what happened because we were in defense right then. But 140,000 Japanese, of course, were killed because of the bombing that they did there. One bomb. Now, that was, of course, the older near the beginning of the development of hydrogen bombs. Now they've developed them to a much bigger structure that could kill so many more people. Is that right, Jack?
Oh, Roxella, you're quoting scripture right now. Jesus said in Matthew 24:22, except those days, tribulation days, should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. World catastrophe. God's called me to warn you. It's about to happen. ISIS is getting ready, plus the other 10 groups, 11 groups of killers. God help America. God help Christianity. May we hear the call soon. Come up here, Revelation 12:1, and be called away from this mess that's coming, and soon. God's called me to warn you. I'm going to say it repeatedly. Look this up in the greatest commentaries you can find in your library. And every one of these verses talks about atomic warfare. Psalm 97:3, a fire devours before them. Isaiah 66:15, the Lord will come with fire. Ezekiel 20:47, the flaming flame shall not be quenched. Joel 2:3, a fire devours before them. Who? The Russian armies, Chinese armies, North Korean armies, armies of the world, ISIS, the Crusaders, and all the rest. God help us. And then we go on to see that it says in Zephaniah 1:18, the whole land shall be devoured by fire. Malachi 4:1, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Atomic warfare. Revelation 8:7, a third part of the trees was burned. All green grass was burned. And Armageddon, Revelation 16:16, is actually envisioned and explained in Revelation 9:14-18. Loose the four demons in the great river Euphrates. That's where ISIS is stationed, around the Euphrates River. Why to loose them? To slay a third part of mankind. There'll be, after the rapture, about 5 billion people left on earth, and about 2 billion are going to die, a third. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it says, by these three was the third part of men killed. Fire, smoke, brimstone. The day will come that shall burn as an oven. Oh, Rex, how it's terrible what's coming.
Yes.
And I'm warning you, folks, get saved. Prepare to meet thy God. I can prove to you, and I will next week, that we are the generation that's probably going to see this. No doubt about it. For years, I just preached we couldn't know the time. I now know it. Next week.
Yes, Jesus said, you'll know when it's near, even at the door. Can't you just sort of picture the fact that Jesus is ready to walk through that door? Are you ready? Jack mentioned a moment ago about receiving Jesus as your Savior. That's why he came, Son of God, coming to be the Savior of the world. He died for you. If you were the only one on earth, he would have come. He loves you that much, and he died for you. Will you open your heart? Say, Lord, I believe you are the Savior of the world. I believe that you can wash away my sins. No matter what I've done, I trust that you will pray this prayer with Jack and open your heart to him and allow Jesus to come in and be your Savior. Pray it with him right now, will you, Jack?
It's so simple. The little boy talked about the Trinity. And he said, "My mom, I got it all figured out. Three in one, and one in three, and the one in the middle died for me." Oh, amen. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Jesus on that cross. Do you see him? "Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our eternal peace was upon him. With his stripes are healed." All you got to do is pray this sentence: "Lord Jesus, I believe in you. You're God. You're the Son of God. You died, and your blood alone can save. Jesus, come into my heart today. I receive you, precious Lord. Amen."
Amen. Oh, I trust that you prayed that prayer with Jack. If you did, I don't care what age you are, 81 or 11, like Bethany, who just wrote me and said, "My name is Bethany, and I accepted Jesus while I watched your program." Oh, wonderful. There's my address, and I'll be happy to send you this wonderful little book of First Steps in a New Direction. Let me know. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. Bethany also sent me something else, a wonderful thought at the end. Hardening of the heart makes you grow old faster than hardening of the arteries. Thank you, Bethany, and God bless you. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we, so very much. Bye-bye.